The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, we reach the penultimate episode in my top 10 video game scores of all time. At number 2, 24 The Game by Sean Callery. 24 the Game is based on 24, the blockbuster TV show that aired on Fox in the early 2000s, starring Kiefer Sutherland. The show in its entirety ran for 8 seasons continuously before taking a hiatus and then rebooting for a truncated season, which was season 9, and then it rebooted this year under 24 Legacy. There was a film that bridged a couple of the seasons, and that was 24 Redemption. 24 the Game takes place earlier than this, and in it, Sean Callery, who composed the music for all of those episodes, returned to do the video game as well. And the reason the video game soundtrack stands out among his compositions for the series of 24 is because for the game, he was able to take an orchestral approach to the thrilling action music that he is best known for in the series. Most of the television soundtrack is composed primarily through synthesizers and MIDI piano sets. So it is very refreshing to hear the action set pieces that Sean had in mind be performed by an organic orchestral orchestra. His music and themes carry over from the show onto the game, and you could hear him in CTU Takeover. The reason Sean Callery ranks all the way up here is how he is able to continuously write thrilling music on a show that is wall-to-wall action and thrilling and suspenseful, yet not carry over any of the reused underscore. Carrying over themes is one thing, but underscore, some composers generally carry that over so as not having to write new material. However, Sean doesn't do that, and 24 in its name is a show that takes place over 24 hours. Now, of course, with commercial breaks, when you trim it down, it's more about 16 and a half to 17 hours, but when you're talking about 16 and a half hours per season with nearly wall-to-wall music, that is an incredible feat by Sean Callery. 8 seasons, 9 and 10 and a video game and a movie, he's done very well. And you can listen to the entirety of his composition and not find a repeat in any of his underscore, which is why one of the best ways to highlight his thrilling underscore and building of suspense and then all out action, we can hear that in this track called Wired to Blow. Thank you. This last track is called Finale. Wraps up this podcast for the number 2 in my top 10 video game scores of all time. The video game score is available, albeit truncated. If you are able to get your hands on the extended version, I highly recommend that, where you'll be able to get tracks like Wire to Blow and Finale, which are not included in the original release of the video game score. I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of the Soundtrack Corner.